In Pakistan, religious groups are lambasting a government-appointed commission after it recommended abolishing Islamic laws. The commission found that Islamic laws under the so-called Hudood Ordinance discriminate against women. The Islamic law known as the Hudood Ordinance was introduced in 1979 by then-military dictator General Ziaul-Haq in an effort to Islamize the country. One of the most controversial provisions of the ordinance covers the crime of rape. A violated woman must have 2 male or 4 female witnesses to prove rape or she faces charges of adultery. Women activists, civil rights groups and secular political parties in Pakistan have long opposed the law as discriminatory. In addition, they argue that since the introduction of the Hudood Ordinance, rape and violence against women have increased considerably. In a recent report, the Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan says that one woman is raped every 2 hours and one subjected to gang rape every 8 hours in Pakistan. Tahira Abdullah, a prominent women's rights activist, says these laws do not protect women and have nothing to do with Islam.
The Islamic Sharia, especially the injunctions of the Quran, do not mention rape at all. Therefore, any woman who charges a man with rape is herself convicted of adultery. If she happens to get pregnant as a consequence of rape, it is taken as an admission of guilt that sexual intercourse has occurred and that she is guilty of adultery, and she is charged. If she can't name the rapist and if the rapist is not convicted, she is further charged with false allegation, for which there is also a very, very strong Islamic punishment.
But the powerful political influence of Islamic parties has discouraged successive governments from even debating the issue in a public forum until recently. President Pervez Musharraf set up a national commission on the status of women 2 years ago to review the legal system for discrimination. That commission this month sparked controversy when it recommended Hudood be abolished. Majida Rizvi is the head of the commission comprised of scholars and retired judges. She says Hudood needs to be replaced with all new laws after public consultations and parliamentary debate.
There are so many lacunas and anomalies in this law that in their opinion there cannot be amendments, but there should be a complete repeal. And if you ask me, being a woman, being a lawyer, being a retired judge, I think what these laws have caused havoc. Majority of the cases in the jail, as far as the women are concerned, they are all booked under the Hudood laws.
The Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan says there are more than 2,000 women in Pakistani prisons, either awaiting trial or convicted under the Hudood Ordinance. But the call for abolition of the Islamic law has outraged Islamic parties, both men and women members. On September 5th, about 100 mostly female activists of the leading right-wing religious party, Jamaat Islami, gathered outside parliament to show their support for the Hudood Ordinance.
Hudood Ordinance! Hudood
Ordinance!
Hudood Ordinance!
The demonstrators chanted "Long live Islam" and "Long live the Islamic law." Kausar Firdaus, a member of the Pakistani parliament, led the protest. She says no one can change the laws of Holy Quran.
We believe, being a Muslim, that this divine book from Allah is a solution for many of our problems, and if we implement those laws and Quranic injunctions properly, they will be bringing prosperity to our society.
Another demonstrator, Shama Altaf, says Islamic laws do not discriminate against women, but it is the way they are understood and enforced which are not fair.
We will never let this law to be repealed, and we would in fact want every law should be under the Quran and Sunnah. We think that it's actually the implementation and the investigation agencies and the judiciary which doesn't interpret it properly, and that's why the women are actually abused through this.
Atiya Inayatullah, a member of the ruling political coalition, says the Islamic law needs amendments, but a total repeal goes too far.
Pakistan has got Islamic law. So the question of repealing Hudood Ordinance does not arise. There is need to review the Hudood Ordinance and to amend it, particularly in the case of zina, which is adultery cases, where there is no distinction between rape and adultery.
Ms. Inayatullah had served under military dictator Ziaul-Haq, who decreed the Islamic law in 1979. She blames the judicial system for not properly interpreting the Islamic law.
Our major problem is that the judiciary, the administration, society is not woman-friendly, and they do not understand that Islam has given those rights and that respect to women 1400 years ago, which we are very far from attaining. And I hope this parliament is able to settle down and get down to serious work such as this.
The issue will end up in parliament, where the main opposition party is an alliance of 6 Islamic groups and where women hold 1/3 of the 342 seats. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islam.